Auntie Nancy's Hatpin, written and performed by Janice Sampson.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, officer. Oh, this is more like it. It's not got that smell. Stale sweating and vomiting and things that make your eyes water. Oh, horrible. I don't do communal very well. Yes. Yes, I'm starting to recover now. Now that I'm away from those thieves and vagabonds and bloody murderers. Well, they look like murderers to me. Tattoos and piercings. Piercings? I thought that young man had an aerial on his head. I didn't mean to stare. Anyway, thank you, officer. Oh, hello. I'm Audrey. Audrey Williams. Right. Yes. Is that red paint you've got down your dress, love? Only I've not got my glasses on, you see. Oh, it is, isn't it? Oh, what a shame. Oh, you've spoilt it, haven't you? You'll have a right job getting it out, you know. Yes, it'll take some real shifting. Mind you, it does look like emulsion, so you might be in with a chance. No, 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 don't cry. I'm sure it'll wash. Aye, perhaps a bit of varnish on it, eh? Loves the jobs you hate. What a place to find yourself in, eh? It's better than through there, though. Oh, dreadful. Have you been through? No, you're lucky. Awful place. I could feel myself starting. My heart thumping, head pounding, sweats coming up from my feet like a steam train. I told them. I said, I cannot be in here. I can't. You'll have to let me out. I mean it. I can't stand this. I can't. I'm menopausal. That nice officer took one look at me and, well, he brought me through here. Some women, under the menopausal umbrella, get away with murder. Oh, you've some need to stare. They do, love. It's a fact. There's this shoplifter goes in our club. She's quite good, actually. You order one week and she brings it in the next. But my point is, whenever she gets caught, and she does quite regularly, well, she turns on the waterworks, feigns memory loss, tells them she's menopausal, and they just slap her wrist and send her home. Not me, though. No such luck. One little misdemeanour and I get clapped in irons. Oh, come on, love, wipe your eyes. Do you want a tissue? I shouldn't be in here at all, actually. Oh, I know that's what they all say, but in my case, it happens to be true. It's our Bill's fault. That's my brother. Oh, bugger it, Audrey, he said. Let's go in fancy dress. Our Bernard. That's my other brother as was. Loved a laugh. We spent hours in the club pondering who to go as. Our Bill finally picked Bing Crosby. Bing Crosby, I said. That's not very exciting. All you need is a pipe and a pork pie hat. Happen a check jacket and big ears. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Ba 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 ba. No, I fancied something a bit more. After a couple of gins, I hit on just the thing. Ah, Bernard was a big fan. You leave it to me, Bill said. I'll let everybody know what we're planning. They'll talk about this for years. Yes, you see, the trouble with our Bill is half the time he's away with the fairies and the other half is away with Stella bloody Artois. Cost me a flaming fortune, that outfit. I cut all the extras, leather trim, cuff, boots, strapping, you name it, I got it. What a waste. It's in the crime lab now. Crime lab, I said. What do you think it is, CSI Sheffield? The next thing I know, this great white van pulls up with crime scene investigation Sheffield written on the side. I could hardly believe my eyes. They took my outfit away and chucked this at me to put on. Hardly Madonna, is it? I don't know if I was fortunate or unfortunate to arrive late for the service. You'll be late for your own bloody funeral, you will, my husband used to say. Bless him. I missed his altogether. Oh, I knew he'd gone. I'd spent 3 days holding his hand in the hospital. But part of me, well, part of me just couldn't take it in.
I can remember going to the supermarket and piling my trolley up with all his favourite things and then baking till all hours into the night. Scones, quiches, pies, buns, cakes. I did so many sandwiches, they were everywhere. And any drink you could have wanted, I'd catered for. I was determined, you see. Determined that he'd have the best send-off I could possibly give him. When it came to his service, I found myself on Barnsley Market buying sheets. I'd never been to Barnsley. When I got home, they were all there. Relatives, friends, neighbours. I could feel them all nudging each other and staring. I saw my son. "Did you have a nice time, love?" I asked him. He gave me such an odd look. "Are you all right, Mum?" he said. "No, not really, love," I said. "I think I'll have a lay down." It was a Tuesday. The window cleaner had been. I can remember picking his card up and putting it on the hall table as I passed and thinking, bloody window cleaner. He always manages to come when I'm skint. I went upstairs, put my pyjamas on, brushed my teeth and took myself up into bed and, I went out like a light. The next thing I know, my son's shaking me awake. "Come on, Mum, come on, it's time for you to get up." "You what?" I said. "I've only just shut my eyes." "You haven't," Mummy told me. "You haven't, it's Saturday." "Saturday," I said, "I couldn't believe it." I looked at my digital clock. It was right. It was. 4 days I'd slept. 4 days. Grief, eh? It does funny things to you, does grief. So, anyway, there I was, wasn't I, at the crematorium for our Bernard service. And I was having a chicken soup bagel moment. Do I go in? Do I wait outside? Do I wait outside? Do I go in? And then I saw this cigarette stub burning away on the gravel. Almost full it was. And I thought, more money than sense some folk have. And then it dawned on me. I bet they haven't been in there very long. Right, I thought. And for reasons that will become very obvious, I gingerly sidled to the door, opened it, went in, closed the door behind me and turned around. Which is when I noticed that everyone else was soberly dressed. Well, everyone apart from yours truly. Xena, warrior princess. Talk about a fish out of water. The vicar's jaw dropped. He set off coughing and I thought his eyeballs were going to shoot clean out of his head. I daren't move, you see, because all my weaponry clanked and jangled if I did. Which was very lucky for our Bill, because I felt like marching up that aisle and twatting him one, quite frankly. Mind you, in fairness, he did explain later what had happened and why it was all his fault. And for the most part, everyone was sympathetic. Well, everyone apart from Muriel, that is. She's our Bernard's eldest. Brought up without a mother, yes. She buggered off with a Grattan delivery driver when Muriel was 7, and it shows. She's a hatchet-faced cow. How dare you come to my father's funeral dressed like that, she said. Well, he's my brother, I replied, for want of something better. Yes, she said. And that's even worse. She launched such a tirade at me. My auntie Nancy, who's 95 and not at all her best, leapt to my defence. Hey, don't you talk to your auntie Audrey like that, she said. Well, such a kerfuffle ensued. The next thing I know, I'm in here. Oh, they let me keep this, you know. Menopause. Oh, it's my son. Hello, love. Are you coming to get me? Bail? Me? I've not tried to stab anybody. Don't be silly. They're just bits of tin and plastic. A letter opener? At a funeral? Now, why would... No! No, that was Auntie Nancy's hat pin. Yes, well, it's a bloody big hat. Look, have you got any good news for me? Well, would you like to ring me back when you have? Flipping heck. I'm not kidding, they'll have me hung, drawn and quartered soon. Oh, don't start crying again, lover. Things are bad enough as they are. Oh, yes, officer. I'm Audrey Williams. I can what? Go? What, as in home? Oh, look, if it's me Auntie Nancy and she's confessed, ignore her. She's 95 and senile. No, not that I can remember it, but if I've done the crime, I shall do the time. Oh, will you shut up? She's what? Drop the charges? Muriel? Are you sure? Yes, well, I should flaming well think so, and no wasting everyone's time. I shall have words. No, possibly not then, officer, eh? Leave things be. Oh, there you go, you see. Love, truth will out, justice shall prevail. Now dry your eyes, you'll be out of here in no time. She won't? Why not? She's done what? To her husband? With a hatchet? Oh, my lord. Well, this harsh and this bloody harsh. I thought she was covered in paint. She didn't say it wasn't. I've told her to put Chuffing Vanish on it. I can't believe you've put me in here with a mad axe woman. I could be in 20 pieces. She's what? She's very upset and can't remember. Huh. I don't suppose you've a relative who's a shoplifter, have you? Oh, nothing, officer. Nothing at all. Far be it from me. Mind you, I will say this. If she tells you she's menopausal, you can take it from me. She's a bloody liar.
I'll never forget the moment we kissed the night of the hayride. The way that we hugged to try to keep warm while taking a sleigh ride. Magic moments. Memories we've been sharing. Magic moments. Two hearts are caring.